None but the hungry heart. 3:10. Rest of sanctification. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. It is necessary for our Father to utilize very firm means in order to separate us from the ingrained idea that sanctification is produced by our work plus his help. A superficial acquaintance with God's plan leads to the view that while justification is God's work by faith in Christ, sanctification is our work to be performed under the influence of the gratitude we feel for the deliverance we have experienced and by aid of the Holy Spirit. But the earnest Christian soon finds how little gratitude can supply the power. When he thinks more prayer will bring it, he finds that, indispensable as prayer is, it is not enough. Often the believer struggles hopelessly for years until he listens to the teaching of the Spirit. As he glorifies Christ again and reveals Christ, our sanctification, to be appropriated by faith alone. Look not upon the life of holiness as a strain and an effort, but as the natural outgrowth of the life of Christ within you. And let ever again a quiet, hopeful, gladsome faith hold itself assured that all you need for a holy life will most assuredly be given you out of the holiness of the Lord Jesus. Thus will you understand and prove what it is to abide in Christ our sanctification, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4.